The lesson from Lamentations by Jeremiah, chapter 3. And I said, my strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and roaming, the wormwood and the gall. My soul still remembers and sinks within me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Sometimes we need to get a little perspective. The trend of everything being awesome and the best ever really doesn't fit with reality and truth. There's a new coffee commercial that asks, whatever happened to good? And that deeply philosophical movie, The Incredibles, reminds us, when everyone's special, then no one is special. But the fact that we woke up this morning is good. That we are alive is good. Each breath we take is a good gift from God. These are all reminders of what is truly good. As our text says, the Lord is good. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. We have been blessed through another academic year with so many opportunities to learn and experience the wonders of God's universe, to appreciate even more his grace and mercy through Christ. These are the good things, the very good things. These we have by God's mercy. We all experience difficulties, but at this point in our lives, most of us don't have our life threatened. The Lord uses our difficulties and troubles to remind us how much we need him for everything. He wants us to call upon him for help, just as Jeremiah does in our text. My strength and my hope have perished from the Lord. Remember my affliction and roaming. Jeremiah knew real difficulties. He had seen the city of Jerusalem destroyed in war as punishment from God for the people's unfaithfulness. But he and many others were spared and kept alive to continue the people of God so that the Savior of the world might be born from them. In the midst of his deepest affliction, Jeremiah finds hope in the Lord's promises. He knows that the Lord will keep his word to preserve his people and to bring them to heaven. Jeremiah and others live to proclaim the Lord's mercies to us, so that we too may look to God's promises of forgiveness and paradise through Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah. It's somewhat ironic that we find these joyful and happy words of comfort in the book of Lamentations. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We pray that God will go with all of us in our continued studies, in our summer activities, in our careers and families. He will help us through afflictions. Every morning, he will pour forth new mercies, new compassions, new hope, and the certainty of salvation. Every morning, the Lord is good. Amen.